Welcome to the Generations Church Podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message from Pastor Brian Nugent. It's our prayer that this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life. For more information about Generations Church, please visit our website at gctlh.org or like us on Facebook.
They did a great job in the 9 o'clock service. And I want you to make welcome the cast and the crew from Jingle Bell Beach. They're coming in. Also, just remember, you are not a spectator, you're a participant. So there's times that they need you to snap your fingers, clap your hands, laugh along. So Jingle Bell Beach, let's have it this morning.
To our annual jingle sing competition here at Jingle Bell Beach. Please relax and enjoy some of the local sights.
Old Man Winter's Wave Shop is right past Crinkle Cove.
Love the Christmas season when the ocean breezes blow.
We'll shred the surf and have some fun and walk down Sugar Plum Pier.
It's finally time to
lots of sand and sun help celebrate this time. When the starfish win the title, the Christmas bells will chime.
We're the electrons, we're here to shine, illuminating everything at Christmas time. Jesus is the light of the world. He came to save every boy and girl.
Hello, singers! I'm Sandy Pepperminter.
And I'm her sister, Sunny.
And we're the directors of Jingle Sing here at Jingle Bell Beach. Woo!
the host of this exciting festival, where singing groups compete in a musical competition to show we all love Christmas.
Thanks, Sunny. If you just arrived, please unload your props and set them behind the Jingle Bell Cabana.
Each group has a designated rehearsal time, and we use the stage right here on the beach.
Miss Pepperminter, please accept this official snowflake fedora on behalf of all of us.
We love cozy, we love cold. The snowflakes will bring home the gold. Our jazzy tunes will make you smile and have you cheering in the aisle. Go snowflakes, woo!
Sounds like the snowflakes are on the beach.
Winter jazz.
On behalf of all of us, I would like you to accept a green and red flower lane.
Joy, joy, the Lord is come. We love the surf, we love the sun. We hope you're ready for some fun. Starfish will be number one. Go Starfish!
Woo! Thank you, Starfish and Snowflakes, although I would like to remind the groups that we have absolutely no influence on the voting process.
Aww.
Sandy, Sunny, I'd like to offer you a gift on the behalf of the electrons. Please accept these.
Not doing that anymore.
Yeah, that's over.
Glowing candy cane glasses.
Excuse me, Snowflakes. May I take your coats or your scarves? You must be melting.
Well, what Iceland means to say is that we are quite comfortable in our winter wonderland wear.
Quite comfortable?
That's right. Just because it's tropical outside does not mean a snowflake abandons our traditional costumes of spirit and cheer.
Righteous.
See ya. Thanks for the concern. Can you believe some of the starfish are wearing shorts? Shorts, I say, at Christmas. It's lunacy.
And now, please clear the rehearsal stage and make room for our first group, the Starfish!
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature
I have a package for the snowflakes.
Yes, our snowman is here.
You had a snowman shipped here?
Of course I did. Felix is our secret weapon. Okay, snowflakes, we've been working toward this all year. Just keep your cool and we'll be great.
I'm trying. It's just so hot.
At least we're keeping the Christmas spirit. The starfish song was nice, but I don't know how they can ignore that Christmas finds the most festive moments in winter weather.
Absolutely. I can't even imagine a Christmas without sledding, hot cocoa, and winter jazz.
Should we take the snowman out for rehearsal?
Actually, no. We'll keep him on ice until the show. I'll get the candy cane props.
Got it. I'll just peek inside and make sure.
Oh no.
Are you okay?
Yes, everything's great.
I just felt like holding this random carry and wearing this drifty wet scarf.
That's a really strange thing to say.
You wear that wet scarf?
Hang ten, girl.
What to do? What to do?
I know the snowflakes have their winter tradition thing going on, but I bet they can't compete with our radical reindeer cheer.
You got that right. Silent night, gnarly night.
Attention, snowflakes. You're on. You may take the beach change for your rehearsal. Step aside, starfish, as the smooth snowflakes glide on in.
Christmas time can bring. It's the time for celebrating, the best time of the year. We are blessed to tell the story that Christmas time is here.
We deck the halls as the snowflakes start to fall. We deck the halls, lift our voices one and all. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Hot cocoa.
All right, the Aqua Club's coming up.
Getting nervous, fish. wishes or winter bliss got you shaking in your flip-flops?
Absolutely not, Snowflake, because I'm afraid you're going to melt from the competition tonight.
Oh, we have a secret weapon you're not going to believe.
A backdown secret weapon, Noelle?
Ooh, what's the secret weapon?
It's going to be great.
You bet it is.
And then the Snowflakes will be the champions of Jingle Sing.
Except the starfish surfed away with the trophy.
Sounds like it might be in for a reindeer rumble.
What's a reindeer rumble? It's a musical sing-off, but we haven't had one in years. The Snowflakes aren't afraid of a little sing-off.
Sounds great.
Ooh, we want a rumble too. Electrons are the best. Woo, go Electrons.
I have absolutely no issue with them.
Me neither.
I love Christmas Light.
But we're the best. Don't you want a rumble?
No, dude, we love you guys.
Okay, I'll just practice our song then.
Lots of luck. I'm Jenny. May I speak with you?
Sure, then what's up?
There's a bit of a problem with our secret weapon.
With the snowman? What do you mean?
It's, well, let me show you.
What am I looking at? There's nothing in here.
Exactly.
Felix, Noelle will lose if she discovers our secret weapon has melted. What are we gonna do?
I have an idea.
Matthew 4:16. The people living in darkness have seen a great light, and those living in darkness shall death a light has dawned.
To people walking in darkness, waiting with hope for a new day to dawn.
To people burning and restless, praying in faith for the shine to go on.
Well done, Electrons.
It was totally tinseltastic.
Contest is the show is in for a couple of hours, but looks like we have some breaking news.
Oh, my.
National News Editor reporting a large store system heading this way.
And there will be no flights coming in or out anytime soon.
We're all going to melt.
Looks
looks like we're going to be spending Christmas together here at Jingle Bell Beach.
Oh, I'll be stuck in this beachy black hole for Christmas. There's no snowflakes, there's no hot apple cider, there's no sleigh rides, there's no fruitcake, and there's no snow days.
What's a snow day?
Never mind, it's just not Christmas.
Dude, you really don't think you need fruitcake to celebrate?
And this coat, it's making me dehydrated. Ugh. At least we still have our secret weapon to get me back in the Christmas spirit. Snowflakes, release the secret weapon!
Your secret weapon is a snowman costume?
Sorry, our secret weapon melted.
That's it, I've had enough. This heat is sabotaging the entire Christmas season. This calls for action. Bring on the Reindeer Rumble!
The Reindeer Rumble has been initiated. I repeat, the Reindeer Rumble has been initiated. Places, everyone!
Traditional Reindeer Rumble rules apply. Each group will be expected to sing a Christmas song and various styles of music. All members must participate. One group will thunder the beat and the other must sing a Christmas song, carol in that style. At any time, a team may sing another carol or thunder a different beat and challenge to the other team.
Sunny and I will moderate. Extra points will be given for the teams who sing the words Adore, Please, Lowly Exile, and Hallelujah.
Lastly, traditional Reindeer Rumble rules indicate in order to begin the rumble, both teams must circle up and begin snapping.
Snapping?
Snapping.
Why?
It's just how it's always been done.
The starfish will be happy to snap.
I'm snapping already.
It's a Reindeer Rumble!
It's a Reindeer Rumble!
Points for the use of leaves.
Bethlehem.
Hey, Snowflake, great job with the rumble. I love your song.
Thanks.
Is Noelle okay?
I think she just frustrated. She really loves Christmas and I know she wants to be home.
Looks like the electrons are going to talk to her.
I love those guys.
Me too.
I know it feels hopeless right now, but this is the time to remember what God did for us on Christmas.
The first Christmas, the people were feeling in the dark, alone. They wanted a Savior, but were losing hope that he would come.
Don't try to sell me anything. That's official soundbite of Christmas, the one we're supposed to believe, but that's not reality. Christmas doesn't make everything perfect. Christmas won't make the storm clear so we can get home to our families.
No, but Christmas reminds us that God hasn't forgotten about us. The word Emmanuel means God with us.
He is with us in our fear, he is with us in our pain, and he has come to give us hope.
God came down to earth as a baby to give us peace, hope, and that's what Christmas is all about.
Unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. God with us, go and tell, Emmanuel has come from heaven. And his name will ever be the Prince of Peace, the Wonderful Counselor. He's the great and mighty Lord, down before our hope.
Give us hope?
Yes, and it all shows that starry night so long ago.
And he can give you hope today.
I need that hope.
To us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end.
Unto us a child is born, hope to all the world. Unto us
being such a drippy icicle. I thought Sora the Bethlehem angels were just fairy tales. But now I realize that I don't have to be alone.
You have us too.
What better time to join together in unity and make this the best jingle sing Jingle Bell Beach has ever seen?
On behalf of the snowflakes, I'd like to ask the starfish to join us in our competition song.
Wonderful idea. Sounds like the storm is not the only thing brewing here at Jingle Bell Beach.
That's right, Sunny. I see some real teamwork brewing here.
Perfect timing. The Jingle Sing competition is about to begin.
Groups, take your places on the Jingle Sing stage.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are in for a real Christmas treat tonight. Will you please welcome the Jingle Sing contestants, the starfish and the snowflakes.
And the electrons. And the electrons.
And the electrons.
God is bigger than that. He stepped in the time and changed the world forever. We sing hallelujah.
We sing hallelujah. Praise his name. The road may be unclear, but our faith remains. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Jesus still is. His love is forever the same. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to all. Glory to God in the highest. Praise Him. Praise
but our faith remains.
Alleluia, praise His name. Jesus still is King. His love is forever the same. His love is forever the same. Unto us a child is born, hope to all the world. Unto us the Son of God has come. Sing hallelujah, everlasting Father. Name above all names, God is with us. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah.
Breaking news, it was just reported that the weather has cleared. Looks like y'all can all go back for Christmas.
And I think I'll stay a little bit longer here at Jingle Beach.
All right, let's give it up. Hey, watch out, watch out. Let's give it up for the cast of Jingle Bell Beach. Great job. Great job. That's great. That's great. And the best part about today is they are taking me out to eat pizza after church today. Well, I tried. Give me just a second. Hey, I want to say thanks to all of you that are here today and you've come for our Christmas program this morning. I just feel like church in the life of a child is very, very important. We live in a crazy world at a crazy time with lots of unusual things going on in the world. And I just really feel like church and a connection with church is really important to instill values and let them know God loves them. And there's all kinds of good churches in our city, but maybe if you're here this morning and you're not connected with a local church, we would love for you to consider GC Kids with Pastor Bo and Megan, and I just think they would really be blessed, and we would consider an honor maybe to connect with us. I just want to say thanks to the parents. You know every word of every song, so congratulations. You can throw this DVD away on the way home, but thanks to you for getting your kids involved. Christmas has the unusual emphasis to very quickly and succinctly kind of shine the light on what the gospel is all about. It's about, you know, change of heart, newness of life. It is about being nicer, trying to be nicer. It's about giving. It's about family. And the Christmas story just has that ability very quick to bring emphasis on some important parts about the gospel. And our kids did a great job explaining about the gift that we got through Jesus at Christmas. And so you may be out there this morning, you may have come at the invitation of someone else, but maybe there's some things going on in your life. Maybe you have some much more major problems going on than the airplane not coming to Jingle Bell Beach. You've got some more significant things going on in your life. Or maybe this time of year, maybe just you sense even more, maybe a little hole in your heart when it comes to your relationship with God and maybe where you're at in your life. The message of Christmas is that God didn't leave you to save yourself, but he came down and he extended a hand through his son. And you may be here this morning and you come from all different kinds of church backgrounds this morning, but I want you to know that a very simple way for you to access the gift that Jesus gave at Christmas, and I phrase it this way: if you do three things, God will do three things. If you just admit that you need God in your life, if you believe in the work that Jesus did on the cross through his death and his resurrection, and you just confess your sins, you're just like, Lord, hey, I've messed up. I've done some things in my life that are wrong, and I just need to get it right with you. If you do three things, you know what? Then God will do three things. He'll give you a brand new life. Old things passed away. All things become new. He'll forgive your sins. Whatever you've done in your past is wiped away in the ledgers of heaven, and he'll give you eternal life. If you'll do those three things, then God will do those three things. So maybe you just came at the invitation of someone today. Maybe you're just randomly here. You didn't even know it was the Christmas program. But this could be a significant moment for you. And I'm just going to pray a prayer this morning. And if that's you today, maybe there's a longing in your heart. Maybe you're kind of away from God. Maybe the holidays kind of really make you do some inventory about your own life. Today is a great day to start a new life in Christ. And I'm going to pray this morning, but you also pray and go, hey, Lord, that's me today. I need to make things right with you. I need to take a step towards you this morning. So, Lord, I thank you for everyone. I thank you for this gospel message through the Christmas story this morning. And I just pray for those who might be in this congregation today. They're away from God. They've walked away from God. Maybe they've got some issues going in their life and feel a hole in their heart and they're looking around. And this morning, once again, you're extending a hand to them that said, hey, I'm the way, I'm the way. So, Lord, I pray for those today who are this morning, they're praying a simple prayer of faith and reaching out to you. Lord, I pray that you will save them, change them, give them new life and new hope for the gospel in the gospel of Jesus. And we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. So, hey, listen, stand if you would. I want to thank you again for coming. The kids are going to be posing, or they're going to be some shots, some pictures. You're all welcome to join them at Sky Zone if you'd like. Bring your insurance card when you check in, just for me, okay? So let's pray. Lord, we just give you thanks as we lift up Jesus today. Pray your blessing upon everyone, and we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed. Thank you for coming this morning.
This concludes today's message. We pray that you are encouraged and strengthened. For more information, please visit our website at gctlh.org or like us on Facebook.